You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello. Welcome to TalkTainment Radio. This is Dr. Bates, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven. And my co-host is not Dr. Bishop Fry. Is not here tonight. He will be with us next time on a family emergency. I have my friend on the phone here, Reverend Mac Micken, Matthews, Mac Micken, of the Stairway Travelers, and he's on the phone. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the group and how it got started and everything. So, Carl, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, what year did the group get started?
First of all, it's Reverend Matthew Micken and the Highway Travelers.
Okay. Sorry, I got that name wrong. But y'all one of my favorite groups.
We got started 24 years ago. We're at 25 years ago now.
Okay.
We are a family group, you know, consists of a nephew and my two sons and another good friend of ours. But we are a family group, which is called the Highway Travelers.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been watching y'all for a few years. Last year and year for that, seeing y'all on YouTube and everything, I say, daggone. And I wonder, did y'all have a recording out and everything? Then finally, when I did find out, that's when I text you. I should send me one, and it's real nice. And My Father's Wish, how did you come up on that song?
Well, we was sitting in an old Methodist church one Saturday getting ready to do a program. I got picked up an old hymn book, and I was just going through the hymn book while we was waiting, and I ran across this hymn where the topic of it was, My Father is Rich.
Uh-huh.
So I just took it there and put it together. You, some of the words out the book and some on my own.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very true song because my father is rich.
Yeah, it is rich because I know another friend of mine, another station in Cincinnati, he plays it also. When you send me that one, I was trying to figure out, then I found out, oh, okay, when I heard that one, I said, well, that's the one I'll go with. And the producer and people in the station here likes that song, and not even likes it at home, they like that song.
We thank the Lord for that.
Okay. When y'all going to have you going to do another project coming out pretty soon?
Yes, sir. We're
going
to do another one coming out pretty soon.
Okay. I'm a bass player myself, and I play for a group called the Keys of Harmony in Columbus, Ohio. I know that through all your trials and tribulation, it seemed like y'all being a family group, y'all stuck together pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Just by the grace of God, you know that we come together. We have ups and downs sometimes, but through it all, we give God the glory. You know, everything doesn't run smooth all the time, but you got to hang in there.
Okay, all right.
We give God the glory.
Okay, and same here. Cause how long y'all been singing? You said 26 years y'all been singing.
Well, this is gonna be December coming. Gonna be 25 years.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. That's 25, of course, because the group I would be singing, we've been singing about 57 years. The group
I've been. Oh, yeah, I was singing 57 years, until I got this group. I had this group here about 25 years, be coming up in December.
Okay. Are there any other groups you've been with besides this one?
You say that?
Is there any other groups you been with besides this one?
Yeah, I had a group. We had a group called the Golden Tones out of Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had. It was all before it came down. Rebel Mickens and the Highway Travelers. It was just the Highway Travelers, which was nothing but a family group. That consists of my mom, my dad, and all of my sisters and brothers.
Okay.
So we got so big, we had to divide it up. Oh,
okay, here we go. We're playing One Good Cousin now. My father's rich. Okay, that's my father's rich. And like that, is that the one that's pushing on that song is kind of is pushing it, Rick. Am I right, Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the main cut on that CD.
It's a good cut on there, but yeah, it's pretty good cut on there.
Okay. Yeah, and what's the other? Is there another one that you feature on that CD? Time's winding up. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do I have permission to play your cuts on the station here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Okay. You said time is winding up.
Time is winding up.
There you go. These songs just come to you or what?
Well, kind of like that. Some of them come to me, and then sometimes you just sitting down and thinking and looking at what's going on in the world, and then you just have to put it together at that particular time. You just got to pick up the pen and start to write.
Well, sort of like I do sometimes. Uh-huh. That's the way. You know, is that your son playing the lead guitar or somebody else?
No, that's my son. That's Justin.
Okay. Yeah, because he has...
The
he has a, it's a song that I heard him sing. It's a slow, it's a pretty slow song. And I can't think of the name of it, but that song was pretty. He sung it. And I don't think it's on that. Is it on this album or?
Which one you're talking about? I really don't know which one you're talking about.
Oh boy, let's see.
Which album you looking on?
The new one you got. This one you sent me. Then we got then the other one. We got the other one too. And what's the main cut on that other one you sent me?
Well, the main cut on one of them is He Pays the Cost.
Right, that's the one. He paid. Yeah,
that's the one.
That's one. That's you singing or him? Or him singing?
No, that's him singing. That's my son singing that one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. Did he write that?
Yes, he wrote it. He rearranged it some kind of way.
Okay. Here it is. Yeah. Time is winding up.
Lord have mercy. Y'all put them hands together. Help us sing a little bit of this song. Look at him.
Okay, that's time winding up, and you're listening to Talktainment Radio, and the show you're listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and our guest is Reverend. I'm missing the name again. And this is the Highway Scrub, and that song is called Time Winding Up, and like I said, this group, as I told y'all before, that there's going to be a lot of groups I'm going to try to get in touch with that's never been heard here in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm going to try to get their projects and play them on the air with their permission. And we're going to talk to them. And this group here, heard this group and saw them, these guys are great. And I mean, they're real close, and they're, like Rev said, they're a family group. Reverend is, are you pastor of a church? What church do you pastor?
Well, I'm like a sister pastor out of my church down here, you know, Hopkins, and I'm a good shepherd holding this church.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, how long you been a member?
About 9 years now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, I'm a child. I called you one time to see, can we work out something? I'm trying to get you here in Columbus so that, so the people can, they're hearing you now, but I'm going to try to see, can we work some deal out to get you up here so they can see you and hear you?
All right. Let's get together and work it out.
Work it out, because that's what we'll be giving another gospel explosion this year. And I'm trying to wait to see, how they're going to lift this restriction. It's supposed to be lifted in June, but I must help. Well, I'll be working on it, and I'll call you and let you know everything, give you the information and everything, where it's going to be at and everything. But
okay.
I'll keep you informed. But anyway, like I said, you know, I love them. I love that song, Time Wine, and my father's rich. And that's one song. I'll go and play it. I don't want to go play that song to death. I can't do that. I can't do it to death. Because I got to save it for the station.
Okay.
I got to stay for the station. But y'all, you got a big program coming up pretty soon, right to somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, we got one coming up soon, July the 3rd.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that. Who's going to be in that big package with y'all?
The one that I'm talking about is one down here, you know, Hopkins, South Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other one right now. I've got to pull the flyer up on here.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, the one in South Carolina.
You talking about the one in South Carolina?
Yeah.
We got on there, we got T.C. Smith and the Smith Brothers. We got the Angel Singers out of Sumter, South Carolina. We got Pastor Joyner, Pastor George Joyner and the Men of God. We've got quite a few groups. It's a good group. Then you got yours truly, Reverend Pickens, and the Highway Travel.
Yeah.
We've got a good friend of ours called John Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
He's a good friend of ours, so he's got a real good group, got a good thing going for him.
Oh, y'all got a nice package down there. I wish I was there.
Yeah, we got a great package down there.
I can't wait till
July the 3rd come up.
Okay, I probably, when's your anniversary?
Anniversary the second Sunday in December.
Okay. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to call you on your anniversary and feed y'all on your anniversary.
Yes, sir.
I will do that.
Yes, sir.
I shall do that. Okay, thank you for your thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you.
Now, Jordan, like I said, I will keep on playing your music, and I'll keep looking up for you. If I see you on YouTube, I'll sit back and watch, because I've been watching on YouTube a lot.
Okay. Right. Well, keep on playing, and if anybody wants, just tell them to dial 803-783-3029.
Okay, I
should. 803-783-3029.
I shall do that. And thank you for letting me interview you.
I thank you for letting me do the interview. And God bless you.
You're welcome. I'm just trying to get you some exposure up here in Ohio. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you
very much.
All right,
bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Reverend Mick and the Stairway Travelers out of Hopkins, South Carolina. And thing about it is that... Hello? Well, yeah, that was a mistake. Try to call me back. But we'll be trying to keep in touch with him and find out what the group is doing, where they're traveling. I know they travel up and down the dangerous highways like most group dudes, and sometimes I had to catch him while they weren't doing nothing. But that group there, like I said, I caught that group on a YouTube video, and I kept watching them. And finally, when I did find out, caught up when they was all right. And here's another cut bow.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, that was Reverend Mike Bacon and the Stairway Travelers singing "I Shall Not Be Moved," and it looked like we I'm gonna have them back. They told me when they anniversary. I'm trying to get them, feature them on their anniversary, and it's gonna be times I will be calling them and featuring on the show. They will be sending me some of their projects to bring to the studio and some other things they will be doing. But like I said, I will keep in contact with them because, like I said, I found this group on a video. And the way they sound real good. And I said, well, let me see, can I get a recording from them? And I emailed them, and he called me 5 minutes after I did it. Then he sent me the cut, sent me to him. And he's got a new project, coming out. I don't know when it'll be here, but when it be here, you shall hear it. Because, if in any way possible, we're going to try to work some way where we can get them up here in Columbus, Ohio, so you may see them. Because right now, I got a lot of getting people requesting when are you going to do the gospel explosion again? And we try to, I'm thinking on it. And like I said, we got to see how this pandemic, I don't want to do nothing to have a crowd there in this pandemic damage that's going on this court. COVID is still flying around. And I don't want nobody to get sick. But, you know, there's some people that love shots, wearing masks and getting shots. You know, I definitely would have that going on. But like I said, my co-host is not here. He's on emergency leave. His brother is sick up and has cancers in Detroit. See about his brother. And that's a threat for his brothers. And also I was impressed with my daughter, but she's still in the coma and everything. I mean, you can go back and say hello to her. Her eyes open and move a little bit. But that's all she can do. But like I said, you know, I'm asked for sickness, praying for sickness in all the world, all that's out there. And then here's my shout outs. I forgot to say St. Anne's Lab up there on Shrock Road, my coworkers, and they working every day trying to fight this thing so we can all have a healthy life and get back to normal, do the normal stuff. And my wife and some old friends of mine, my family, sons, daughters, sisters, and everybody else that's in my family that I'm giving you all a shout out. Also to Reverend Jones. And Stairway to Heaven brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and Refuge Baptist Church. As I say, the keys are still together. And Joe Jr. is still sick. I talked to him a week ago, and he told me that things will still be, he's still trying to get there. So I'm letting you know the group is still together. But right now we have a down, one of our members are down and sick. Also, I'm gonna have me and Reverend Bishop Fly and ourselves are gonna try to do a musical special. And we'll let you know about that. The Keys of Harmony anniversary will be coming up in June. That'll be a special like that. I'm gonna have all this stuff here and we're gonna talk about the Keys of Harmony. I probably have one of the members here to talk about it, about them, and get it together. And they won't be singing, we'll just be playing the recordings that they have out. And that'll be the anniversary show for them. And then Father's Day, Lyric Supreme got one. So hey, this is Dr. Bates signing off YouTube for a while, and hold on. Remember, don't take me any wooden nickels. If you see somebody with a smile, give them yours. But remember, the mind's nothing but the ground. What you put in it grows.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, hello. This is Dr. Bass, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven on TalkTainmentRadio.com, which is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. As I said, we just had a nice conversation with the Stairway Travelers, and they are a family group. And next time we'll have an interview, you'll get a chance to hear them. And they gave me permission, and like, I don't own no rights to the music, but I do have permission to play it. Just right now, and they are something else. This is on ladies here. These groups here are pretty nice, and like I say, I went to Dayton a couple of weeks ago, and to the big program down in Dayton, Ohio. That was JR and Company. The Little Angels, they're dancing, they're three little children, they're beautiful. Swano down there, she sung. Swano, I can't say more, Swano Byers. But Swano was there with the Children of God. They kicked their gate, but then the praise team. And then the main guest on that show was Jules and Convert and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. It was a beautiful program. It was nice. It was real nice. And hopefully that get a chance that we can get them up here in Columbus. Looking for them. I got to try to see, can I work out a deal with Jules and Convert? I don't think they ever been here to Columbus, but we would love to get them up here and let Columbus see them, because them young ladies can sing, especially Jules herself. She's a young pro, and she has the voice, and she can get out there and see. The whole group is nice. And they're real, real nice, and they're something that you can listen to. All right, here's Captain Spirits of Our Dream. Hallelujah. This is the young ladies I was talking about. Show Me the Way by Jules and Convert. This is that new single. It's hard to get because it's just a hit. This is a hit.
I come to praise.
Okay, that was Jules and Amber. Show been good to me. As I said before, they've been dating about 2 weeks ago, along with the Mighty Clouds of Joy, JR and Company, and the Little Angel. And that was the first time I seen them. I got their recordings, and I'd never seen them before. But that was the first time I saw Jules, and they live up to what they sound on that recording. They sound exactly like the way they record, like that recording they showed. Do, as far as I'm concerned, hey, I would like to bring them here, but you know, that's just a horse of another color. We got to work out a deal to bring them here, and I'm trying to work out a deal on these other groups. There's a lot of groups out there that's begging to come here, and I'm gonna have to get with some of the promoters together. Like I say, that when we had that musical special. It's gonna be about promoters and us, and we're gonna have to try to sit down, work things out, get things worked together, and maybe we can pull something. Because hopefully one day I'm looking for. Well, I don't know how soon I can, but I hope one day we can give a big gospel fest right down at that Cummins big park down there. They got a nice stage, they got a nice sound system. I would love to give a gospel festival down there on a Sunday afternoon, and just everybody bring their lawn chairs and they sit out there and just sing and do what they have a good time down there. But as I said, we got to work on things in Columbus and Mercedes. We got to come up to par, because a lot of stuff that's been, from what I've seen, all the other cities are getting it together in Columbus. We need to get our stuff back together like it was before. And pull together. So, like I said, there's a lot of groups, a lot of stuff. Music's going on this summer, and this this COVID is kind of, it's going the other. They say it's going the other way. Hopefully, that it goes the other way, and no, we can get up there and climb that mountain and do it, and do the right thing with the COVID. Okay, all right. I'm gonna say something right here to. Say something right quick right here. A little thing I got together for a minute, right? Just a few documentary commentating, right, as I say. And it says that today, it says people today are very scared about what's going on today. And some feel that there are always something going on in this world. Today, killing black people in black on black crime. We need to love each other and each other. And without love, there's nothing with love there is. Hope and without, we can find live with together. And that's what we need to do, learn to live together, learn to love each other together, and learn to do things together. We can't, you know, it's getting hot, and the summer, and it's getting hot, and it's getting summertime now, and people, it's gonna be to the point where we can sit back, you know, come sit on our front porches and enjoy ourselves. But if we can't enjoy the summer like we're supposed to, it's gonna be like, hope it don't be another last year. And I think we learned a lot from last year, what happened, you know, learned from what we saw from last year. But like I said, it's still not over until we get to tell the fat lady sings. Still the fat lady sings. And it's the only way it's going to get over. It's going to be done over, and it's going to get together. So, you know, like I said, we need to live together, get together, love each other. And as I said, without this love, there's nothing without love and hope. And without hope, we can't live together. With hope, we can live together. Without hope, we can't live together. Sorry about that. I wrote it down. But as I said, things will soon be getting together pretty soon. And we should be getting together pretty soon. This hate crime and Asian Americans getting jumped on. And, you know, the black race has been doing the things the Asian Americans. And they're Americans, too. And, they've been here just the same as we have. So we just can't just go along, cut one out, and live on. We got to love and live with each other. We got to show love to each other and get love with each other. That's the best, that's the only way we're going to get it together. Love one another. That's all we need, to love one another. Many times that we, things don't go right, and then you want to get mad and try to hurt each other, but today, you know, something came on the news today, which I'm not going to mention, that something happened today, and, you know, that wasn't right. So we've got to start looking at people for what they are and for not who they are. We've got to learn how to love people for what they are. And we'll go a long way. Whatever they do is their own business. We need to stay out of other people's business and let them live. Let them live the life that they see fit. Don't try to change their life the way you want it to be, because it'll never happen. People got to live the way they're comfortable with, and people got to live the way they do want to live. And this is how it should be done. Another thing is, like I say, is that the world today, you know, is in a chaos, and it's always, and as long as we don't get the chaos together, is where we're going to destroy ourselves. When we, Israel and Hamas, they're fighting. They're fighting in the Holy Lands, which they need to come to a ceasefire. And they got a problem with him. We got problems here. We are all the countries. We need to get together. As the Bible said, there's wars and rumors of wars. We'll be coming on. We'll be getting together, and we'll be coming to the point where that, it seems like it's not going to be safe to do anything anymore. But we got to stop the violence, stop the killing, and think, you know, because I know these, as they say, we're living on borrowed time, and that's what we're doing. We're living on borrowed time, and it's got to stop. We got to try to live for each other and love one another and love brothers. We're all brothers and sisters, regardless of who we are. And regardless of the color of the skin, we're all sisters and brothers. And that's what we need to be love here. You know, we can't go around hating each other and doing things wrong way. And this is it. And to all my friends that I know, and to all my friends that I have, you know, we're good friends. Now, we're going to have some ups and downs, and we're going to have some arguments, but You know, when it's all over, we're still friends, we're still buddy-buddy, and we still walk all and talk to each other. And that's what I'm trying to explain. And, you know, as they say, some things going on in this world can be beautiful. There's some beautiful things in this world. Everything is not all bad and all crazy, but there's some beautiful things in this world, and we should love, and the beautiful things, that's the thing we should look forward to, not the bad things. Even though a friend of mine asked me one day, say, yeah, the nieces asked us, say, who's going to protect us when we grow up? You know, everybody's trying to get mad because somebody doing this, somebody doing that. Who's gonna do that for us? And we got to learn that we can't always be as we are. Can't always be as mean and derogatory. We got to love. We got to give somebody a kiss. And that's what I always say. If you see somebody with a smile, give them yours. Because as I say, that's because whatever's in that mind, the mind is nothing but a garden. What you put in that garden, it grows. And you can plant a whole lot of dirty stuff in that mind, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows. And sometimes it get too far with that, like that. And once it grows a hate or a jealousy in your mind, it's going to stay there. And you're going to have to learn not to learn how to fight it. All those times that I done got mad and walked away. But you have to try to, you know, pull yourself together, pull things together, and show things that you really care. And stop trying to be bad or mean or evil. Because it's going to come to a point where things will be like it should be. And we love, you know, we have to love each other. And then we got to look out for the little ones. We got to look out for the little ones. And that'll be a good time for them when they come out. When the little ones, show them how to grow and tell them what you want them to do, it'll get better. They'll get better and better all the time. And that's the way that's the way we can help our older people, our younger people out. All right? We'll do it that way. Things that I see so far, you know, we got to try to cut down on crime. The crime rate's kind of, this is going to be hot. And we're going to have to look out for the crime rate and everything, crime, because hope and pray that doesn't get, hope we can turn that around. So we got to live together, we got to be together, and we got to hang together. And once we can do that, everything will be fine. As I said before, my friend, the co-host, Richard Fly, is not here today. He's in Detroit, and has illness in his family, and he will. I will talk to him later on tonight when I get home, on the way home, on the phone, let him know how things work. And he will be with us next time. He will be with us next time. Now, I got somebody coming up next month. Now, I'm not going to say who he is, and I'm going to give you a hint. This young man, I ain't gonna say old guy. This young guy, man, used to sing with a legendary group called the Drifters. And he called himself, I'm not gonna even say his name. I'm gonna let, when he calls in and talk, I'm gonna let him tell you what he's doing. He has a cutout too, called God is Good. He's doing religious gospel music now. And I will be talking to him next month, and we're going to talk about the whole nine yards, the Drifters, and what made him decide to he crossed over the gospel. And he told me some things, but like I said, I'm gonna let him tell it what happened to the Drifters and everything. So I'm not, like I said, when I call him, I'm not gonna mention his name, but He said he would do it. He'll be glad to be interviewed. There's a lot of the artists that we will be interviewing over the phone, and a lot of artists we'll be talking to. Hopefully we can get them in here one day and we can sit down. Also, like to say, a Father's Day is a big program. There's two or three programs on one in two, one in Cincinnati, one in Dayton, one in Columbus. And the legendary group, female group of Columbus, the Lyric Supremes, and they got their anniversary coming up in next month on Father's Day. Swanna Breyer, she's got, and the Children of God, they got an anniversary on the 26th, is their 26th anniversary in Cincinnati, and they're having, their guests will be the number one only Alabama girls will be there for them. And then there's an and there's another group, I can't think, there's another group in Dayton, I didn't get that group's name. They're going to have a group, I think they're going to have, I believe, I can't that's name. See, Alabama girls in Cincinnati, I think it's another group they're going to have, it's going to be in Dayton too. So, you know, that's three Father's Day anniversary, three programs on Father's Day in three different cities. Columbus, Dayton, and Cincinnati will be the Alabama girls. And that's what's going to happen. That's going to be a beautiful, hopefully that I will. Also, 30th of this month, don't miss it. Found out the Humble Sons will be here. I think it's another group going to be here. And Sean Brown and the boys will be here with the Humble Sons. And there's another group called, I can't think of the other group's name. They will also be here. And they will be here on the 30th of this month at Sunday. And they will be at Mount, the church is on Union Avenue. I think the church is called Mount Zion. And that's where they'll be at. And they will be here on the 30th. And they're called, along with the Humble Sons, and Sean Brown and the boys. They will be here on the 30th of this month. And that should be a pretty good gospel show. They will, you know, I look for them to sing one song. That song they sing, I Know a Man. And I'm looking for them to sing that song. And one of the songs they used to be on, used to be the theme show to this show called 44,000. And they will be here. And, next week, they will be here on Union Avenue. And you want to, don't miss a treat. You know, it's a good show. And hopefully that I will be there. I will be there to see the show. Yeah. This is Tim Woodson. Okay, everybody, this is Tim Woodson, and from the air, and hopefully that over time gets short, and hope to say, hey, as I said before, guard mine's nothing but the garden, what you put in the grove, and don't give somebody your smile. Hopefully we'll see you next time, and I'm signing off with Tim Woodson. Thank you. Why don't you say, sure, every day?